Military and NATO officials now discussing a plan to provide Ukraine with much-needed aerial defense weapons, including Patriot systems, funneling it through the European alliance. And parts of Pennsylvania dealing with intermittent 911 outages today. This is ABC News. A preliminary report into the Air India crash suggests the plane's fuel cutoff switches may have played a critical role in the crash. According to the report, the Boeing 787 Dreamliner's fuel cutoff switches went from the run position to cutoff position one after the other within 1 second. The report says in the cockpit voice recording, one of the pilots is heard asking the other, why did he cut off? The other pilot responded that he did not do so. About 10 seconds later, the fuel cutoff switches went back from cutoff to run. All on board except for a lone survivor died. In Wyoming, a groundbreaking ceremony for the state's first new coal mine in 50 years.
The new Brook Mine in northern Wyoming won't make money from fossil fuel. Ramaco Resources plans to process the coal to extract rare earth elements that it says are in profitable quantities. Rare earths are a family of 17 metallic elements used in technologies like wind turbines, electric car batteries, and military targeting hardware.
ABC's Chuck Sievertson, Michelle Franz, and ABC News.
Is a severe thunderstorm watch for Sauk and Grant counties. Sauk and Iowa counties until 9 p.m. And there is a tornado watch for Iowa County until 11 p.m. And also a flash flood warning for Iowa County until 9:45 this evening. For tonight, humid with areas of rain, fog, and some thunder rumbles with a low of 66. Clearing clouds and drying out tomorrow with a high of 81. Clear and comfortable tomorrow night with a low of 59. And abundant sunshine on Sunday with a high of 84. Currently in Richland Center, we are still getting some rain. We received 52 one-hundredths of an inch according to the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service rain gauge. And the Wirtz Floor and Home Thermometer has a reading of 67 degrees.
100.9 WRCO. The sun is shining on us. I think I'm in love. Mystifying, I just can't get enough of you. Birds and tickets stop. Better love. Take me to your hometown. We can settle down. I could get used to this. Next thing I know, everything changes. Just like that. Everything changes.
Yeah.
down. Just let it all go. Changes, and that's a fact. You know it, baby. That's the way life goes. Everything changes. That's all I know.
Picking daisies, catching fireflies in a jar. This is as good as it gets. I don't know what I would change. I love this love that we live. I love that smile on your face. No, we ain't gotta look back at all those pictures and frames and wish it'll stay the same. 'Cause right here, right now, I say these are the glory days.
Hotels are made for two-night stays, checking in and out, meeting strangers in the lobby, waking up and leaving town the next day. But love ain't. And whiskey's poured for when you're bored and alone on Friday night, when you wanna lose yourself and need a place to hide from all the pain. But love ain't. Love ain't. That song, it was written just to try and get your heart to break. But love ain't.
It's lonely out tonight, and the feeling just got right for a brand new love song. Somebody done somebody wrong song. Hey, won't you play another somebody done somebody wrong song and make me feel at home while I miss my baby, while I miss my baby. So play, play for me a sad melody, so sad that it makes everybody cry. A real hurting song about a love that's gone wrong, 'cause I don't wanna cry all alone. Another somebody done somebody wrong song and make me feel at home while I miss my baby, while I miss my baby. It's gone wrong, 'cause I don't want to cry all alone. Hey, won't you play another somebody done somebody wrong song and make me feel at home while I miss my baby, while I miss my baby. Won't you play another somebody done somebody wrong song and make me feel at home while I miss my baby, while I miss my baby. Won't you play another somebody done somebody wrong song.
Only Mr. B.J. Thomas, God, he miss him. He's a great artist. He's always been a great country artist and always enjoyed all his music he's done. And that was, hey, won't you play another Somebody Done Somebody Wrong song right here on Country and Community WRCO. I'm Tim Thied. Yes, I'm still here. For some of you that have been listening since 8 a.m., I hope you're not tired of hearing me. So it's been one of those days with these storms coming in especially. But nope, I'm just been happy. I've been, the great thing about it is for as long as I've been here today, you guys are keeping me company. So I want to thank each and every one of you for making WRCO a part of your evening and your day earlier if you listened. And right now it's raining pretty good again. It's just the rain's been kind of off and on, been kind of lightening up and then coming down really heavy. We're up to 55/100ths of an inch of rain, so over a half an inch of rain we've received. A lot of other areas have received a lot more, especially over in Iowa County and towards the central and southern part of Grant County, because they're under flood warnings. In fact, Iowa County is under a flood warning until 9:45 tonight. And actually, they've had their flood warnings extended for at least a couple times. So I think things are not going to be too good over there, especially over in that area and people towards the south of us. So be thinking of everybody. Hope you're doing well. And besides that flood warning, Iowa County is also under a tornado watch until 11 o'clock. And then also Sauk County is under a severe thunderstorm watch until 9 o'clock this evening. We're out of the watch mode area, but at least I'm sticking around because of the tornado watch for Iowa County. Anytime you have a watch in a county that's in our listening area, we stick around just in case, because we want everybody to stay safe, because tornadoes, they can hit just like that, and nothing, we want everybody to stay safe. That's the main thing on that. Also, to let you know, on top of all these watches, there is a air quality alert, and that's going to be for west central and southwestern Wisconsin. So it's for the entire WRCO listening area, and that'll be from midnight until 12 p.m. until noon on Monday. So the air quality is not going to be the best. So kind of weird with all this rain we're getting, then all of a sudden our air quality is not the best. But stay safe wherever you're at, and stay safe out there. And just wanted to let you know that the movie Under the Stars at Kroska Park is canceled this evening, and the Starlight 14 drive-in is closed as well. And just to let you know what's going on, let's see what's the next thing that's coming up here tomorrow, because it looks like a lot of the, well, actually tonight there's one event still going to be going on. Enjoy a night of euchre, and you can enjoy it every Tuesday and Friday night. So Friday night it is tonight at 7:30 at the Mick Memorial Community Building in Hub City. So if you're over that way and if you like playing euchre during this rainy evening, stop on over and it should be a good time. Tomorrow, the River Valley Area Community Gardens is hosting a brat fry at Prem's Meat in Spring Green. That's going to be from 10 until 2. All proceeds go towards garden expenses. Also, Richland County Sheep and Goat Producers will host a brat stand as well tomorrow, and that one's going to be at Walsh's right here in Richland Center, and that's from 11 o'clock until sold out. And then tomorrow night is bingo, so see if you can win some big money. Knights of Columbus Council 3492 is hosting bingo tomorrow night starting at 6:30. The Progressive Blackout Jackpot will be, get this folks, $3,477 plus 50% of net sales in 57 calls or less. And if I didn't have to get up so early, I got to come in early on Sunday morning. If I didn't, I think I would go over there and try to win some money. But who knows? Maybe nobody will win it and it'll grow more, and I can always do it the following Saturday. But, you know, whatever you're doing this weekend, hope you have a great weekend. Hopefully the weather cooperates with you. Sounds like tomorrow's going to get a little better and Sunday as well. So that'd be a good time for you to go out and enjoy the weekend here in Southwest Wisconsin.
Are you looking for a rewarding part-time job? Cobasin is currently hiring for part-time trip drivers for school sports and field trips, and to drive a shuttle to Spring Green 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. weeknights. Starting trip pay is $17. You get paid for the entire time you are gone, even the wait time. For questions, call Bev Lau at 647-4446 or stop by the Richland Center Cobasin Terminal off Highway 14 beside TC Auto Works.
Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center is your local, family-owned, award-winning dealership for over a century. We always have one of the largest selections of trucks in Southwest Wisconsin. JonesChev.com is updated daily with specials on new and pre-owned vehicles. We even have a secure credit application online to help us help you faster. Bad credit? Good news, we can help. Our special finance manager, Melanie, has some custom finance options and is eager to help. Jones Chevrolet, Richland Center, your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevy, together let's drive.
Hello everyone, this is WRCO's Adam Hess. Be sure and join me every Saturday morning at 8:30 for Prime Mover. If you have items to buy, sell, trade, or give away. Brought to you by Sleepy Hollow Buick GMC, Julie Karen State Farm Insurance, J.J. Walsh Jewelers, The Richland Locker, Jones Chevrolet, the All-American Do-It Center, Clark's Power Sports, and by Colloy Contracting. Prime Mover every Saturday morning from 8:30 until 10 on WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Hey, rock and rollers, this is Phil Nee. I hope you'll join us for some rock and roll fun again on Saturday night. We'll be rocking back to the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and early 90s, and stopping for a time and parking in the summertime of 1982.
And now you find yourself in 82. The disco has brought home the charm for you.
Tainted
love.
Tainted love. find out what was hot and happening. It wasn't me, I can tell you that. We'll be back with some great rock and roll between 6 and midnight Saturday night. Those were the days sponsored by A&W Boscobel, Julie Karen State Farm Insurance, Bindum Wealth Advisory Group, Town & Country TV & Appliance, Mastodon Records, Sleepy Hollow Auto Sales, Center Cinema and the Starlight 14, Town Taxi and Utter Brothers Restaurant and Creamery of Boscobel.
Come visit the Akey School Museum Sundays, June through September, from 1 to 4 in the afternoon. See the history and all of the one-room school relics that are available for you. It's located midway between Twin Bluffs and Highway 60. Come visit us this summer.
100.9 WRCO.
A chance and you know where. but I just didn't care. When I looked in your eyes, you were a long shot from the start, an easy way to break my heart. But as perfect as you are, you gotta risk it all sometimes. I believe in the underdog who chases dreams and breaks down walls, the shy kid who gets the prom queen, who's never been the star of anything, and those two lovers kissed at City Hall. They've got each other, so they've got it all. Call me a dreamer, say I'm a little naive. Oh, but I believe in the underdog.
That was the Lost Trailers with Underdog right here in Country and Community, WRCO 100.9. And our time is 7:30. Still raining out there, folks. And looks at the sky. It looks like there's times it wants to break up. But I was looking at the radar, and But it looks like we might have some rain going through pretty good, at least through until midnight, 1 o'clock, at least till then, if not into tomorrow. And it looks like some heavier spots, but it's been happening here. Sometimes it's lighter, and then it gets a little heavier. In fact, we have reached 0.6 inch, so well over a half an inch of rain. 66 degrees, too. But the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service rain gauge says that's 0.6 inch, and the Wirtz Floor and Home Thermometer, 66 degrees in Richland Center. And there is that flash flood warning for Iowa County until 9:45 this evening. And, of course, I think South Central Grant County, they have it until 8:15 this evening. So those areas are getting pounded with a lot of rain, so hopefully everything will be okay there. And if you are out driving around, you get into a roadway that has water across it, please turn around. Don't drown. And just a reminder that the movie Under the Stars that's being held at Kroska Park tonight, that's been canceled. And Starlight 14 Drive-In here in Richland Center is closed for the evening.
What's the best place to shop this summer? Macy's. It's our first ever Star Deals Week. 6 full days of store-wide savings on everything you want. From shorts and swim to fine jewelry, all up to 50% off. Plus, home updates from Hotel Collection, Green Pan, and more, up to 60% off. Not only that, shop Macy's.com for new flash deals every day that everyone will love. No membership required. So don't miss Star Deals Week and Sunday at Macy's. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
At Julie Karen State Farm, we are committed to making a difference. That is why we are a permanent drop-off site for the Richland Area Community Food Pantry, helping to ensure families in need have access to essential meals. Whether it's a box of cereal, a can of soup, noodles, or even crackers, collectively, all of the donations are appreciated at any time. Giving is not just about what you share, it's about the impact you make. Every act of kindness strengthens our community. Like a good neighbor, let's all be there.
Wouldn't you really rather have a GMC? Sleepy Hollow is your GMC dealer. GMC Sierra, GMC Acadia, GMC Terrain, GMC Yukon. It only costs a little more to drive the best. Drive the best, drive Denali. GMC Denali, with luxury styling and innovation. Sleepy Hollow carries a full line of professional-grade GMC trucks, and we've got them in stock. That's Sleepy Hollow Chevrolet Buick GMC, your local Buick and GMC dealer. On Viroqua's north side.
Dive into the heart of Wisconsin flavor at Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Fridays are all about the classic Wisconsin fish fry, but that's not all. On the first Saturdays of the month, savor an amazing all-you-can-eat prime rib. That's sure to satisfy your cravings. And here's something special. They're now serving certified black Angus beef for the ultimate dining experience. Arthur's Supper Club, where every meal is a celebration. Bring your appetite and your friends to Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Good food, good times, and great memories await. Keep your water running hot every day with Reliance from All American Do It Center. Reliance water heaters come in sizes from 30 to 50 gallons and options for electric, natural gas, or LP. Plus, limited warranties are available on parts and labor. Visit the Reliance water heater display at All American Do It Center, because when it goes out, you won't have time to wait for hot water. Shop Reliance water heaters at All American Do It Center in Toma, Sparta, and Richland Center.
There is a flash flood warning for Iowa County until 9:45 this evening. Also, a tornado watch for Iowa County until 11 o'clock. And a severe thunderstorm watch for Iowa and Sauk counties until 9 o'clock. And there's also an air quality alert for the entire WRCO listening area from midnight until noon on Monday. For tonight, humid with areas of rain, fog, and thunder rumbles with a low of 66, clearing clouds and drying out tomorrow with a high of 81, clear and comfortable tomorrow night with a low of 59, abundant sunshine on Sunday with a high of 84, and sunny, hot, and humid on Monday, slight chance of a thunderstorm with a high of 88. Currently in Richland Center, it continues to rain, and right now the winds are out of the south-southwest at 8 miles per hour, so they picked up a little bit, and our current temperature is 66 degrees.
WRCO 100.9.
Valedictorian, I was quarterback in the back of day. I ain't heard nothing but squirrels. I ain't scoped a single thing. But I love this country world. Hey man, I'm on the lake, but I'm about to float on back. Out here just slinging bait, but ain't hooked one single bass. Oh, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when you got nothing going on? Yeah, I reckon I pack it on up, pack it on up.
Frame against the wall, wash my hands of all the pieces. I poured another glass and I asked myself again, what did I do to deserve this? I started pacing back and forth, conjured up 100 reasons, but here I am again, running from the truth, 'cause I can't start believing. What if it's me causing this heartache, blaming everybody else for the bad break? Me fooling myself, calling it the hand I'm dealt. But what if it's me? What if it's me, my own worst enemy? Not giving her enough attention, ignoring all the little things. Now I lie here all alone, getting lost in her prediction. What if it's me causing this heartache, blaming everybody else for the bad breaks? Me
heartache, blaming everybody else for the bad break. What if it's me causing this heartache, blaming everybody else for the bad break? Me fooling myself, calling it the hand I'm dealt. It's me. What if it's me? Yeah, what if it's me? Oh, what if it's me? What if it's me?
Creedence Clearwater Revival. I should have just left it at CCR. Looking out my back door on Country and Community. Our time is 7:48. Still raining out there right now. And I'm not going to complain about our rain here. It doesn't sound very good over in Iowa County and Grant County down that way. They're getting drenched down there. Luckily enough, we're not getting that amount, but unfortunately they are. And in fact, they are under a flood warning in flash flood warning for Iowa County till 9:45, and for South Central Grant County and the southern part of that till about 8:10 for their 8:15. And right here, there's also that tornado watch for Iowa County until 11, and also a severe thunderstorm watch for Iowa and Sauk counties until 9 o'clock. Here in Richland Center, I look at the skies, and it looks like it wants to clear up a bit, but it's still raining there. And like I say, I look at the radar, and I don't know if it's going to let up too much early this evening. I think it just got a little break in the heaviness, but right now, 0.62 of an inch of rain here at the WRCO studios. We've been getting quite a bit because I got a call from Joanne called me about a couple hours ago wondering how much we had there, and about an hour or two ago, and I told her then it was like, I think at that time it was like 41 one-hundredths of an inch of rain, and then it started picking up, and so we got an additional like 0.2 of an inch, so we're pretty much up to the 0.62 one-hundredths of an inch. You wouldn't be surprised if we hit the 1-inch mark, but we'll have to see that, how those clouds pan out. The radar can be full, can fool you sometimes, but we'll see what happens. And I've been so busy with these warnings and stuff, I haven't been able to update you on how the Brewers are doing tonight. The Brewers are taking on the Washington Nationals in Game 1 of a three-game series, the last series before All-Star break. And, of course, as you know, the Brewers in the last series before they had the day off yesterday, they swept the Dodgers. First time in the history that the Brewers have done that at Milwaukee in any of the stadiums. So the Brewers are in the bottom of the third against the Nationals at home. Right now the Nationals are leading by a score of 1-0. And we'll see what happens. The pitcher that the Brewers are hitting against for the Nationals has a 4.62 ERA. So you think they could get some runs. But like I say, it's early yet, bottom of the third. And if you want to hear how the Brewers do tonight, we have them on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450. And, of course, that broadcast is underway. So go tune in and root on them Brewers. Hopefully they can sweep the Nationals. We'll wait and see what happens.
Rising country star Dylan Marlowe hits the stage July 12th at the Sauk County Fair.
Yeah, he's to the boys back home. Drink a little beers on the
front. Summer's never been so much fun. Tickets are on sale now. All fees included. No refunds or exchanges. SaukCountyFair.com.
Coming this July.
And also this August.
It's Little Shop
of Horrors.
It's a comedy.
It's a musical.
Come see Seymour fall in love with Audrey.
Come see Seymour fall in love with the plant.
Come see Seymour and Audrey sing to each other.
Come see Seymour feed Audrey's boyfriend to the plant.
What?
Yeah, it's in the script.
Come cheer as Seymour's boss promises to adopt him.
Come gasp as Seymour feeds him to the plant.
What? Him too?
Yeah, it's in the script.
Come hear the doo-wop girls sing you the story.
Come hear the plant sing Feed Me.
The plant can sing?
And eat. A lot of people.
I don't want to hear it.
It's all part of Little Shop of Horrors.
At the Richland Center High School, July 25th, 26th, and 27th.
And August 1st, 2nd, and 3rd.
Showtimes at 7 o'clock p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays.
And 2 p.m. on Sundays.
Tickets are $15 for adults and $10 for kids.
With a family package of two adults and any number of kids for $50.
Don't miss Little Shop of Horrors.
It's a dark comedy, but it's really a lot of fun.
Summer means cookouts, vacations, and backyard ball games. But in the middle of all the fun, don't forget to call Meyer Oil and LP for your summer propane fill. Now's the time to take advantage of lower seasonal prices. If you're thinking about switching fuel providers, give Meyer Oil and LP a call. They offer reliable service, flexible delivery, and competitive pricing you can count on. Proudly serving the area at 608-524-3914. Fuel your summer the smart way.
100.9 WRCO.
Sounds like the radio back
the speaker up to my soul. It sounds like the radio. Sounds like a damn good time. Soaking up some neon light. Well, it's a little bit of fiddle and a whole lot of country gold. Yeah, my whole life sounds like the radio.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center. ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. President Trump visiting the Texas flood zone, where at least 128 people have died and at least 166 are missing. The Trump administration firing more than 1,300 employees. State Department employees today, we're learning that some of those employees across multiple State Department divisions got layoff notices by mistake. They're now receiving emails letting them know that they still have jobs. The preliminary report in last month's Air India crash has been released. It indicates that planes' fuel cutoff switches for both engines were shut off right after takeoff, turned back on 10 seconds later, but then it was too late for the engines to recover. Pennsylvania experiencing problems with its 911 system. While it's being worked on, the public is being advised to still use 911 for emergencies, but don't use it to test the system.